This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Oh. I thought you were going to record, so I was like preparing my ear, and then you didn't do it. You just made a face. What the fuck?
And then it all made sense to me. But it actually didn't spook me this time.
No, we've been spooked enough this evening.
Can't fuck it. Oh, it. Happy Black History Month. I could not say it. I already started. I didn't know which was more racist. Damn. Already? Yikes. That's not good for the algorithm.
I thought you meant already. It's February.
I'm ready for... Oh my gosh, I'm going to go on a vacation next month. Isn't that exciting? I'm sorry. Did I not? I did not clear it with my producers. I have not bought the tickets or anything yet. Don't worry.
I'm just like, what money, Hannah?
Exactly.
I was like, who's who, where, who, what, when, where, why, and how?
None of these are podcast answers. Questions. Topics.
Okay. Oh, you're trying to find the right word.
Yes.
I thought you're just listing.
Nope. Just searching out loud, you know.
Oh, there's gonna be one more thing. Or this. None, it's none of that.
None of these things. But all of this. Just kidding. Hey everybody, I have COVID. Hi, what's up? I'm COVID.
I'm influenza.
And we're the Skank Skanks Podcast. Oh. I have to go give a hug. One moment.
I wasn't looking. I saw that. I wasn't even looking. It was an accident. I was looking up at the time, and I was gonna say that I really, really like your sneezes.
Oh no. All right, sorry kids. You know. It's just wild over here.
Crazy.
Actually. So how's it going? What are we doing here?
This is Skank Skanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fucking tangled. Oh no.
Oh my god, I thought you got scared again. Oh no. Hannah's dying. You guys, please send money. It's the only thing that can cure COVID.
Money. Yeah, exactly. I think that's actually true.
Mm-hmm. If you just have like a big wad of cash and you stick it in your mouth, it makes you able to taste again.
Sounds very unsanitary. I almost said insanitary. Sounds very insanitary, if you ask me.
It's insane and it's unsanitary.
It works.
It's insanitary.
I can't. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. She's coughing again.
Sorry.
What are we doing? Oh.
So many things wrong.
probably supposed to be talking about Legion of Skanks at some point.
Whatever. Jay can't sell tickets.
In Dadison. I'm pretty sure he said Dadison, Texas.
Maybe he's just sick.
It's Addison. Why would it add a D to an A?
I don't know. I'm just here. Oh my god. Speaking of you attacking Jay.
Oh no.
You want to hear some shit?
Okay.
My aunt, she's madly in love with Jay, and she's gonna fight you for calling Jay a fat loser or a dork or whatever you said about the video games.
Oh no.
She said Alex has hers coming.
She should be glad that there's no other comp, like, I'm not competition.
Yeah. You guys, I don't know if you can hear my cat.
I thought it was a kid saying mama.
Nope, that's a cat. Maxie.
Oh my god, does that cat need to get laid or something? What the hell is going on?
Come here, Max. I don't know, maybe he's trapped somewhere. No, he just does this at night. We call this, he gets the zoomies, and he just fucking darts from one end of my house to the other.
Oh, I thought that was when he annoys you when you're on Zoom.
Oh, that's good. That's good. No. But, yes. Anyways, Legion's Cakes. Brought to you by... Oh,
I do feel bad for calling Jay a fat loser.
You
in such an aggressive way.
You did, but I believe, was that not the episode that you were on purpose trying to be very mean to Jay? Because I'm always very mean to Lewis. Mm-hmm. So it was really my fault.
Mm-hmm. It really is your fault.
You know, most things are. I'm aware.
I am a grown woman, Hannah. It's not your fault.
Don't you dare
say that it's not your fault.
Stop it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So many things are not your fault.
Alex.
Well, you're not going to therapy. Someone's got to say.
I would use BetterHelp, but it's for pussies.
I know. I actually considered it, and then I was like, okay, the only one that I'm really finding is BetterHelp. So I guess I just won't do therapy.
I guess I'll just continue making really bad jokes about my sad, sad life.
I'll continue not talking about it.
Yeah.
Just my current sad life, not my previous sad life. I'll talk about that all day.
Yeah, once you're in a new sad life, then you can talk about this part of your sad life.
Oh, but will you there just ever can't... be a new sad life, though?
I or hope so.
For no. The rest of my life.
Ma'am, we don't need that kind of energy here. So, poor Jay can't sell tickets for shit.
Mm-mm. I think he's selling all kinds of tickets, if you ask me, Hannah.
I don't know. What do you think, Aunt Kyle?
I think me and Kyle, Kyle and I think. Jay's doing fucking great, okay, Hannah?
Wait a minute. Jay's my guy. I'm on his side.
Sorry, Kyle. He's all yours.
Sorry, Kyle. Yeah, Kyle and Christine.
Yeah.
Gosh. If you want to get to Jason, you got to get with his friend.
His friend?
Who
Who's being a Spice Girl, you know? It's a girlfriend.
I know, but I did it.
Oh, well, whatever.
Sorry, Christine. I know you're listening. Lewis, don't fucking snitch on me.
He is a tattlesnake.
He is a fucking tattlesnake. The biggest tattlesnake I've ever known. Speaking of bitches.
I don't know. Mole people?
The mole people. So is she dead or no?
No.
Okay. Because my note said porn star, maybe dead, and then later it says maybe she's not dead. I don't know. Because I was, you know, I'm going through it. It's hard. It's hard to pay attention to anything, really. And I couldn't tell if she was dead. And then, but before she died, she was a mole person. And that's why it's being talked about now. I couldn't quite figure it out in the one time I listened to this.
Well, the hosts of this show couldn't seem to figure it out either. So that's probably why you were confused, because someone on the show thought she was dead or said she was, just messed up talking or whatever.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So I didn't, listen, guys.
Don't listen.
Don't listen to me.
But of course they played her porn because it's them. And I couldn't help but notice that Jay's eyes go straight to the dong.
Just like
Mr. Gillis, whom we are gay for.
We are gay for Gillis.
Oh, I'm about to clean up.
I stretched earlier, and stretching, and she tried to tickle me, you guys. But that's just mom shit. You can't just see a little belly skin and not want to tickle it.
You can't. Once you get pregnant, you gotta tickle every belly you see. It's just, it's science.
We are about science here.
Yeah, we always trust it.
Every day, all the time.
Yep.
Speaking of science, I don't even remember exactly.
You said speaking of science, and I read, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
That's where I'm going. That's literally where I'm going.
That was hilarious.
Who was it that said that? Was it Lewis that said it?
I don't know.
Because, it doesn't really, I don't care which Legion of Skanks person said it, because my grandma says that. I don't necessarily know about today, but I know when I was a kid, she said it.
I only know that phrase from a movie.
I literally thought she made it up.
Meet the Fockers? The sequel to Meet the Parents?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's parents said that.
Wow. I don't know if I've ever seen that. And I thought Ruthie, I thought she made it up. She's been lying to me my whole life. Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
My wow, actually, it really wasn't at you. It was to Ruthie, but...
I know, but...
But it really looked like
she's
it was
your
at
grandma.
You.
That's not nice.
I know. She's an angel. Oh, my God. Anyways. That's nasty. Flush the toilet. I don't care if you're in a drought.
It is freaking gross. I know people who do that. It's nasty.
Yeah.
Lewis has strange fantasies.
And what are those fantasies?
Well, he was talking about this book that he read. Which, every time he said it, I heard it as Slake Slimbo.
That's just that Lewis thing in his voice.
Well, he's saying it's like Slimbo, but it sounds like Slake Slimbo to me, and I thought it was the guy's name, and I'm like, what the fuck kind of name is that? Like, Slimbo? Could you imagine if your last name...
Do you know how often I would get called Bimbo if my last name resembled that at all?
Or, like, you don't look Slimbo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'd be so sad if that was my last name. My current one also sucks, but...
You know what's fun is being a woman and being like, I can't wait to change my name.
Y'all should try it. I've done it 3 times now. No, wait. Really, just 2. I've just had multiple. Anyways.
So Lewis read this book about a kid who runs away from home, and then he's a mole person and lives in the subway or whatever, and he picks up papers and sells them, and then he starts going to a diner and sweeping it up for free sandwiches. And Lewis freaking fantasized about being a mole person, and then he said, I still fantasize about going to a diner.
What? Doesn't he go to diners?
You can go to a diner anytime you want.
You're a grown ass adult.
They're cheap as fuck.
They're everywhere, are they not? At least
my God.
Wasn't he talking about there was, like, at least I know he's moved recently, but before that, wasn't he talking about there was one pretty close to his house?
I think it was like a deli.
Oh, I thought it was a diner.
I don't know.
I don't know. But.
Well, the address was.
I was like, the address for what? Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Lewis also fucking hates anybody that reads in public.
It is pretentious.
What if you're like on an airplane or something? Is that public? You're just sitting there minding your own business?
Yeah.
That's fucking retarded.
Watch something on your phone like a normal person. Come in with a book trying to pretend that you're smart. We know you aren't. Not you. People.
I was like, did we talk about this? That Jell and I...
Yeah, I thought of you because even Jay was like, if you read a fucking book on an airplane.
I didn't want my phone to die. I didn't know if I was going to be able to use my phone. I haven't been on an airplane in a very long time. I was panicking. I don't, you know? So I grabbed a book.
You could just sit there and stare out the window unless you're not in the window seat, and the person who is has the thing down, I guess.
I was in the window seat both times, and like on the way there and back. And the one time it was on the way back, it was at night, and that was really cool. And then the one in the daytime, though, it was the motherfucking sun. It wasn't bothering me, but I could tell, like, the lady next to me, and she was super nice, and she never asked me to like close it or anything, but the way she just kept like adjusting her like computer and like her just adjusting her shit, I could tell that the sun was bothering her. So I shut it, and then I was just like, this is fucking stupid. I don't look out the window. But she was nice about it. She might have died at fucking Astroworld. I don't know. I know that's where she was going. And I never saw her again. So maybe she
did.
Maybe her kids died. They were teenagers. Teenagers suck. They're scary. I mean, they don't deserve to die.
5-year-olds are scary too.
Oh my God, I know. You guys missed it, but we were spooked heavy.
Oh my god.
Like, I screamed twice.
Her kid would kept startling her, and then she would scream, which startled me, and then all three of us would just crack up laughing uncontrollably for several minutes.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was fun.
You guys should have been there. You guys should start recording earlier. I don't know what to tell you. You miss all the good shit.
Snooze, you lose.
Bitches.
And another summer reading book is Why Lewis Goes to Jamaica All the Time. That was fun new information.
I'm trying to think of any. Oh, you know, we've talked about the book that I like was obsessed with whenever I was a child. I was in like middle school. It's called, the here version is called Smack. And then the same book in, I don't remember where, Europe maybe, but it's called Junk there or something. Cause I remember trying to look it up, trying
is
to
it about like, drugs.
Look. Yeah. Oh. It's about a bunch of runaway teenagers who fucking go squatting. That's where I learned what squatting was. And, yeah, they just, you know, hang out and squat. And
so are you saying that reading led to you committing a B&E?
No, that's the thing. I read this book after it was recommended to me when I got home from jail. Oh. from child jail.
Okay.
From juvenile detention. But yeah, it was recommended to me then. And I stole it from the library. I still have it somewhere. It might be in this room somewhere.
God, you're a rascal.
Yeah, so shout out books that we like. So sorry. We need books to get through these. We like. I don't know, but I want to get to our fun questions, not Legion's Gangs.
Oh. You don't want to make fun of Lewis for not knowing what well-read meant?
It was actually my next note.
Did you know?
When someone's well-read.
Yeah.
In my head, I think I agree with Lewis, I think, because I was like, in my head, it means they do well at reading. Context, why would it not mean that? I'm on your side, Lewis. I know it doesn't happen often, but what? I feel like they're gaslighting him.
No, that has never been what that means.
If someone's well-read, it means what?
That they have read a lot of books.
Not that they're good at it?
No.
If they've done it a lot, they're probably good at it. Let's just stare at it.
But
Gemini logic coming in.
But you would say he's a good reader. He's good at reading. Well-read means you have a good catalog of what you have read. It's why it's in the past tense.
Or that you read all those things well.
I can't.
Shout out me and Lewis. We're the fucking smartest.
You two are dog brains.
Lewis and Hannah is dog brains.
Oh my gosh. I just thought it would have been so much funnier if you knew what it meant and he didn't.
I'm sorry to disappoint that I didn't know what something meant. I think you're the fucking dummy for assuming I would. Not that you did assume that I would.
I did.
Oh.
I thought you would know what that meant.
Why?
I don't know, because you've heard it in context. Movies, TV shows.
Yeah, and apparently I was mistaken.
Wow.
Those Yellow Jackets, huh?
I didn't know what the fuck this show was when Jay initially brought it up, just to say that the one chick looked exactly like Shane Gillis, which she absolutely does not look like Shane Gillis, and it's really annoying. I had no idea what it was about. But then they played the trailer.
Seems kind of interesting.
I know. I kind of want to watch it. But me too. It's like on HBO or something.
Dang. My HBO was just canceled.
I won't have it. I never have.
I have had it for like, I don't know, a year probably.
I was scared.
I was trying not to be scared. But yeah. Gosh. Dang. I was like, oh, I could watch it. And I just remembered that my HBO Max has been canceled. Maybe I still have it for the month.
Maybe.
Got to check.
If you do.
Yeah, if I do, I'll hook you up. We only got it for a little bit.
I was just thinking we watched on Zoom together, but that's too much.
They may block it. HBO's a bitch like that. Like how, remember whenever you were trying to, you were just trying to screenshot something and show me it on Hulu, and it would just be like a black screen.
Mm-hmm.
I bet HBO does that shit.
Yeah, and I just wanted to show you, like, on my phone when the video is, like, lit up here and you have, like, the list of what's playing next.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to show you, like, what was coming up, I'm pretty sure. And it wouldn't, even with it paused, it wouldn't, that's weird. Like, it's a picture.
Yeah, I'm just, like, I'm trying to promote it. Hello? I'm trying to tell my friends.
Oh, well, whatever. So they're going to do the NBA 2K22 gun in the butt thing at Skankfest Vegas.
Yeah, Lewis managed to weasel his way and push it back. Yeah, I guess I don't know if they ever had a date or not. Did they?
They said a month.
Fuck that. How about a few?
Well, Lewis hates the game, so he hasn't been practicing.
Yeah, it sounds hard.
It looks incredibly boring. I think that's the main problem, is that it's just really boring.
One moment, please.
Yeah.
Thank you to our sponsors, Jane Gillis and You Fucked It.
It's what we always do. We're fuck gay it and we every fuck it. Time. Speaking of fucking it, we never even addressed my blue thing.
Oh, fuck.
It's almost gone.
Her, she did at one point have a blue drink.
A blue drink.
Blue drink. Blue nails. Blue shirt. Blue soul. Sorry, I didn't know if I should say that part or not. So I did.
Can someone digitally add, like,
just blue teardrops?
Yes. Not physically, you know.
Just come physically add tears to her face.
Hurry.
Hurry, please, now.
We need hurry into your time machine.
Wow. Ooh. You know what's weird? Fucking typed in blue. It matches you.
That's awesome. I thought you were saying I typed in the word. No, blue.
The letters are blue.
Aw. Come back. It's also weird that I'm having all of the symptoms that you're having of your disease when I didn't know what they were.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
We're psychic.
Yep. So the Jordan of N-bombs, my boy Mike Cannon named the motherfucking episode.
Oh. I keep calling Mike Cannon the Jordan of N-bombs.
No. That's Mr. Gomez.
Aw. Look at the respect you put on his name.
Mike Cannon's here. I have to be a lady.
He's not here.
Don't remind me.
He's not watching this.
He might if it's about him. Just kidding. Please don't.
Probably not.
Kill myself. Also, our other boy.
Oh!
Our other boy. That one. The dog one.
It looks like I'm pointing at both of them. This one.
These boys. I still only did one. Not
this one. He wasn't there. But this one was.
I just almost said Brian Shaner. Because I'm a dummy. No Shaner. Mr. Brian Six. Everyone's Mr. today. And not that this is like right up front, but just speaking of Six, I had a note in here somewhere, like whenever they were doing the fucking bullshit. Yeah. Legion of Skanks, you know?
Yeah.
When they were doing the, where people were coming at the breakup stories. Sorry, I don't know why that I could not think of what it was. When they were doing those, multiple of these men, two of them, in fact, were fucking rude to Six, and I want them dead.
Yeah.
Like, just one guy was just like, I don't even know who you are, or something to Six. First of all, rude thing to say to anybody. And who's like, he's clearly a comedian. He's up here. He's on Legion of Skanks. You're not, pal. I mean, you are. I mean, technically you are, but like only because you have a sad life. And then the other one, what was the other thing? I don't remember what
that was. I don't remember. I only remember the one guy being rude to Six. And yeah, it's on site.
Oh, it was the abortion guy. Because Six was like, the Paul, I think. Six was like, so what was the end of the story? And the guy goes, he was like, it ended in an abortion. I thought I said that already. Like, just shitty as fuck. And I was like, I will fucking come there right now and fight him. Bitch.
I'll take the weed painter.
That guy. He was the one who said he didn't know who Six was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a fuck. Shut up. Shut up. You paint weed. Shut up. Cornball.
You paint weed and you married a retarded stripper. Speaking
of the name and the retarded stripper, they asked her name 27 different times and she answered every time and they just talked over her and said something else. And then whenever she was saying like what her stripper name was or whatever.
Well, they were trying to guess it.
Yeah.
And she kept blurting it out.
Jay was trying to guess it and Louis like looked at her and asked her what her name was. And then, I don't know, but...
He asked her, he was like, what's your background or something?
She said, American.
Louis, you're not American.
Okay, fucking, Kid Rock, settle down.
You fucking killed me.
And she's like, Mexican.
And they're trying to think of Mexican stripper names. And for some reason, my head was like, Rosalita. Like, so strongly. Because couldn't you hear the guy, like, in a movie, like, the announcery guy being like, welcome Jay. To the stage, Rosalita. You know?
Yes, exactly.
It's perfect. And she goes, fucking Cassie. And her name's Cassandra. She's like, you don't want to use your real name. So I used my nickname.
What? Hopefully that's not her real name. And she panicked.
I think she's just retarded. She married a man who paints weed for a living.
And it's like at some point during the thing, I think it was Cannon. He was like, we know you can paint trees. paint any other trees. And then Six was like, a nice pine. Yes. I really liked it. I liked having Cannon and Six together.
Yeah, I liked it. I feel like you don't see that a lot.
No, big fan. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
I like it. A lot better than... I feel Aaron like Berg. It's a lot better than if it were Aaron Berg and Lisa Lampanelli.
I kind of felt bad for the non-excitement that I was publicly, how unexcited I was for Lisa Lampanelli. I just That's feel like...
That's probably why she canceled.
Good. Good.
Good, because we got Six in canon.
Yes. Although, at the very end, we're all over the place with this one. At the very end of this, when Berg finally came in, and he was like, it did make me laugh very hard when he was like, I just wanted to come say hello to Lisa Lampanelli and shook hands with Six. That made me laugh.
Wow. What?
One
of my notes is Lewis Blue Big J dot 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 head up. And I don't know why. I don't know what it's about.
I think it was whenever he was doing dabs.
Oh yeah, he did something that could have blown up Jay's head, apparently. I don't understand that science, but I'm gonna trust it because it's science.
You know, the third guy that came up, the cowboy was what they were calling him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find that man attractive? As attractive as they were going on?
Not remotely.
Me either. And I just
you
made
know
a note.
Who he reminds me of? He reminds me of, you wouldn't know who this is. I don't think you watched the show, but on The Walking Dead, Negan's like right-hand man, Simon.
Don't know.
He reminded me of Simon from The Walking Dead.
Was he a cowboy?
No. He was just really skinny and had a weird face.
I know that. Yeah, I don't know.
He looked, do you think that those three guys are going to listen to this?
Surely not.
They're probably some of the same guys who... From shit on us at Reddit.
At Reddit for sure. They work directly at Reddit. But yeah. I'm sorry, cowboy, that you were the only one that had an actual sad breakup story and didn't get the auto blow. Your paintings are very good, though. They're much nicer than the fucking the weed paintings. I mean, the weed paintings, I guess, are good because they're, like, super,
I could
like,
barely see them, but...
Yeah, I don't think I looked, but... I really just listened to those episodes.
They but... all looked the same, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the chick who didn't look at it...
I'm on your side. I'm your hype man, remember?
It's just funny. You're funny. Sorry.
Can you please stop laughing at me? Thanks. It's insane the amount of times I have to tell these people to stop laughing at me.
These people?
Fine. You people. I'm sorry. But. I don't really have a lot to say about... The fucking, I don't understand why Lewis brought up the Nicole Arbour shit at all, because he was very adamantly saying he didn't want to do it, but because he was saying he didn't want to do it, it just made everybody want him to do it.
Yeah, and then he did it.
And then he did it. And then he made us fucking do it.
Yeah, we didn't want to say that.
You fucking idiot. I think he was called a dabble snake in this episode at some point by someone.
That fucking song that she did, though, that song. I feel like before Lewis even said any, like, said what he said about the chorus, like, it started and they were talking over it, so you couldn't hear it super well, but I was sitting there like, what the fuck are, like, it sounds like 8 million people saying each saying their own thing at the same time.
Into, like, a can.
Like, what was that?
It's like, it was, like, a bunch of, you know, the, like, canned string phones?
Yeah.
Everybody talking and scream singing into those, but, like, different songs.
Yes.
It was a lot. I didn't like it.
But... oh, she's definitely the type of bitch who would not let people use her music, huh? Because I was going to say, we do need an outro.
Should it just be her screaming?
Not the screaming, but some part of her song. Oh, no. We're frozen.
Did I freeze again?
No.
Okay, because now it says my internet connection is unstable. same girl, same.
Yeah, we know the feeling, internet.
We are very aware. Yeah, I don't know about anything that threw me.
They talked about cream pies a lot.
Big fan. Would recommend.
Jay doesn't like them.
Yeah, because he said he likes to see his load.
Yeah,
which I guess seeing it's hot, I guess, but wouldn't it hotter coming out of a pussy, just dripping out?
I don't know, because I'm not a guy, but I don't understand why that would be hot for a guy. Like, it's nasty shit coming out of your body.
Yeah, but it's theirs. They're like, I did that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I don't know. See, like,
well, I started to have a question in my head for you, but it's not really the same thing. So I was like, I don't know if I should ask it because it's not really the same thing. Let me say the same sentence two times in a row.
What was it, at least?
Okay, well, but we're girls, so it's different, I guess. But anyways, pretend you're not married, or pretend you are, and it's your husband. I don't know. But a guy... I know. That's why I said pretend you're not. A guy sending you a rascally video. He's jerking off.
Okay. I thought he was putting whoopee cushions under people's cushions.
No. Did you say putting whoopee cushions under pussies?
No. I said under people's cushions. And I said cushions twice, so close together, and it bugged me.
Oh, this is a mess.
Okay, so a man sends me a rascally video.
He's got a whoopee cushion in one hand, dick in the other.
Okay, got it. I'm there. I'm there with you.
Don't you want to see the final, like, him coming?
Yes, of course.
Right, and but, so this is why I was saying my question is different.
Oh, okay.
Because we're girls, so we're like, I want to fucking see it. I did that. They did it, but I did it. You know?
But that's...
I helped.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, are you ever looking at, like, your finger, like, the shit on your hand, like, not shit.
No.
Like, that's hot?
I don't look at it like it's hot, but I definitely... will show it because I think it's hot to hit them, you know?
Right, but you don't.
But yeah. But this is why I was saying it's different. It started as a question in my head that was like, fucking debatable, but we're on the same side, and yeah. It's a different thing. So
I wasn't trying to argue
when I said that.
I was just doing something else.
I love it here so much.
What?
It's my favorite place to be.
Me too. My face, my jaw hurts from smiling and laughing because it's just not you. My face is not used to it at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
That sounded so cunty.
I'm having a good time.
Okay, the only other thing was when they were talking about the auto blow and then Lewis started talking about a mouse, I was so fucking confused.
Yeah, he explained it and I still didn't get it.
I don't know.
But, you know,
dog brains. Oh, I know why it went to Cinderella. Someone said, because they were giving away an auto blow, and someone said that they were going to have it be like a Cinderella slipper where everyone has to put their dick in it and see who it fits perfectly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it turned into, then Lewis said it's going to turn into, you have to do it before midnight or it's going to turn into a mouse. And then they were all just arguing about what turns into a mouse, what turns into a pumpkin, all this shit. And Lewis is like, no, it's just funny because your dick would tear through a field mouse. So if the auto blow is on your dick and it suddenly turned into a mouse, your whole dick would be through a mouse. And it would just...
I don't like that. That's animal cruelty, Gomez. I don't like that.
Oh my god, I was so confused the first time I watched it because I watched it live and I was like, what? Wait, what's turning into a mouse? Why is your dick in it? I was so confused.
You're fucking a mouse right now? I get why they, because I remember them saying something about like, no, it would turn into a pumpkin. And I was like, the shoe didn't turn into a pumpkin.
Someone said that, like, the shoe doesn't turn into anything.
No.
That's how they have it, to take it around to see who it fit. Oh.
These guys are funny.
They're so funny. You guys should check them out if you never heard of them.
I think it was the first time. It was the first time Lewis was on. I was like, you're so funny. You should have stopped. And he was like, go ahead, finish it. I know your fucking tagline. I was like, you should be a comedian.
It's just such a grandma joke.
And that's why it makes me laugh.
I can picture you knitting while you say that.
And like just giggling to myself. I have an actual tear running down my face.
And then they have to like fake laugh and be like, yeah, Nana, that was a good one. And she said it like 85 times to him.
Hannah. Oh, what a cute, I'm going to be such a cute grandma.
Oh my God.
Hannah. Oh, it's so cute and rhymey.
But you hate saying your name, but you don't mind Nana Hannah, so that's so exciting.
Sounds a lot like banana hammock. No, it doesn't.
You are a banana hammock.
Isn't that like a Speedo?
Yeah.
Yuck. Oh, my eyes are leaking.
You're exactly like a banana hammock. You keep
I'm gross.
You keep their you keep men's dicks and balls in line to make them more
aerodynamic.
I was gonna say that, but then I was like, is that water. Right inside of water?
Yep. I don't know. I say yes. What was the word? Aerodynamic? Aquadynamic. Instead of air. That's for flying. She's looking it up because this is very important. I need to know also.
Hydrodynamic.
Damn it.
This is because I was trying to, I just Googled aerodynamic for water, which is not the best way to Google it.
But it's quick. So,
this, the physics hypertext book, and this is a writing about aerodynamic drag. But I did discover in this, it's talking about drag in water. And it said, when the fluid is a liquid like water, it is called hydrodynamic drag. So hydrodynamic is a word, and it sure as fuck means aerodynamic, but in the water.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not aquadynamic.
No.
Damn it. I'm so confident.
Oh, that was exciting.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Peace out, Legion of Skanks. Anyways.
I don't even know how long we've done.
Me either. We've been on here for 2.5 hours. But that means nothing. We've paused
so many times. We waited so long to start. Of the people in this room, who do you most want to make out with?
Okay, so here's the thing. In this room right now, it's just me and Pup. In this room right now, it's me and you. And I'd like to kiss you.
Apparently you would not.
We have to take a lot more. We'll take better kissing pictures.
I was going to say I won't kiss you this time.
Oh.
Because okay. You looked so grossed out by it.
It was all happening so fast. I was trying to make sure like we were in the thing and there was only the one picture. It's not like we took the picture. So trust me, if a lady would have taken the picture, then it would have been better. There would have been 37 of them and one of them would have been okay.
I loved the picture at first, and then the more I looked at it, I was like, I'm pretty sure this could be used in court against me.
She looks unhappy.
I look like a rapist.
No, we like rape here. It's fine.
What's the first thing you'd do if you woke up one day and you were the opposite sex? I feel like everyone would have the same answer.
Yeah, they would want to go like, there's two things. Either just fucking jerk off, see what that feels like, or put your penis in a lady. Almost a person, a lady, specifically a lady.
I think the first thing you would do is masturbate.
Yeah, because you're like, I want to know what this feels. I want to know what it feels like to come as a guy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone would have the same answer. I bet there's some women who would be like, make more money.
I mean, yeah. That's definitely true.
Of the people in this Zoom, who do you consider the sluttiest? I'm kidding. I'm not actually asking you that.
The married lady or the one who destroyed her family? I'm just kidding. The people in this room. Just kidding. Because we have to not do those ones so much.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What's the most embarrassing thing your parents have caught you doing?
I'm pretty embarrassing.
Probably like talking to myself or something.
Yeah, I think about that all the time and I feel bad because like if my kid's like watching something or like he'll be like playing a game or something and he'll just be over there like kind of singing to himself and I'll just be like, oh, I love when you sing. And then like startle him and I'm like, stop. Sorry, just being really cute. Oh my god. I don't know. It'd have to be that. Like, oh, actually, I know what it is. It is talking to myself, but I remember the exact fucking scenario. Ooh. I don't remember what I was talking about, but I was like, my driveway was kind of like below my yard, so there was like a brick like wall that kind of looked like stairs along the yard, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There's a name for that wall, but I don't know what it is. Anyways, I remember I was in like probably fourth or fifth grade because my parents were still together, and I was like just out there like having the time of my life. In my head, I was in the Lizzie McGuire movie. This Is What Dreams Are Made Of. I was on stage singing, fucking rocking my dick off. And my mom, my sister, and my dad were just sitting on the front, like on the back porch, just watching me be a fucking weirdo all alone. And I didn't invite them to my show. I do remember that. So that's fun. And now my face is hot just thinking about it again.
I don't think my parents paid enough attention to me to catch me doing anything embarrassing.
They weren't like, oh, you're so cute or anything. They were just sitting up there. I remember just like how I found out. I like turned around and like saw them all just like on this thing, like watching me. And I'm like, spooked me. What's your biggest sexual fear?
Oh, why would you do that? being raped.
Oh, it's not that bad. Come on.
I don't like that. I don't know. Do I have any sexual fears?
I don't know that it's the biggest, but it's a big one. We can share it if you want. The biggest sexual fear?
Mm-hmm.
The accidental dick slip into your butt. That's probably, you don't want that.
Oh.
Not that it's the biggest, but it's the most, probably the most likely to happen that I can think of right now. I don't know. You may get raped. I hope not.
I have no idea. Ew, creepy.
I know. Some of these I'm like, when's the last time you were flat out? We don't have to answer this. When was the last time you were flat out rejected? How did you handle it? Dang, that's a hard one.
I can't think of.
Okay, wowzers. I've never been rejected, actually. Thank you, bye.
Well, I don't try.
True, same.
Rejected if you don't.
You know, I stand by that.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done in front of the mirror? Mine's probably like look at my butthole or something.
That's what I was gonna say. And I don't know that it's that weird. It's weird. It's weird as you're doing it. You're like, why am I doing this? But there's usually a reason. You're looking for something.
Treasure.
Treasure. Just want to know what's going on down there. Back there. I don't know.
Or like, I have stood in front of a mirror and been like, my weird belly skin and like
definitely like stood there and just like flattened my stretch marks.
Oh yeah.
Make them look like they're gone.
Just lift your skin just enough that you're like, that's exactly what I need. See, that's yes. Not that much surgery.
I could literally do it right now. That's it.
You're like, I just need like a quarter of an inch. Just
whoop. Just take me in. Just take me in on the side.
Oh,
yeah.
What did you think about the first? Well, let's do last, actually. I didn't read the whole question. But what did you think about the last time you masturbated?
Oh, like, what were you thinking about? Or what did you think about the masturbation?
I don't know. Session? I wasn't. The session? 10 out of 10.
I can't say what I was thinking about.
Stop.
That goddamn dog.
The dog.
I can't say what I was thinking about.
Yeah, no, me either.
What an awful question.
I know, but it was just silent for a long time. I just read one.
Oh, God. What's the grossest thing that's come out of your body?
Child. No shit. No and fucking period.
I was going to say the placenta.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't know. That's you just fucking do it and it's done.
It's gross though. One of my midwives was like, "Do you want to see it?" And she like showed me the placenta and then she like held up the sac and like the amniotic sac and like the hole that there was in it. The light shined through it.
I don't like it.
I took a picture. They told me to take a picture. I was like, okay. And then later I was like, why did I take a picture of that? And then in the picture you can see my thigh with like blood on it.
Oh my God.
It's disgusting.
I know. I didn't see mine. I know they asked if I wanted it, and I was like, absolutely not. Please get it away from me.
Wanted it?
Yeah.
To see it or to keep it?
To keep it.
Oh my God, I tried to keep mine and they were like, we can't do that.
You're so fucking weird. What the fuck?
I didn't want them to make makeup out of it.
I don't care what they do with it. Get it out of my sight.
It's mine.
It can go down the toilet for all I care. I don't know what it is. Don't want to know. Don't like it. I can't. No, thank you. It's making me itchy.
We even lied and said that it was because of our religion and we're not religious, because there is some dumb religion where you take the placenta and you put it in the ground and you plant a tree over it.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I didn't know that. I don't know why I said yeah like that. I just meant like, why aren't you allowed to have it? It's yours. You should be allowed to have anything that comes out of you.
It's not diseased. It's not like I'm going to bring it home and like give everyone AIDS or something.
Yeah, because people fucking drink that shit and fucking eat it and wear it and fucking, I don't know, live it. I have no idea what they do with it, but they do the things and
it's gross. But
yeah.
No, I was just like, it's mine. I don't want you doing weird shit with my placenta.
I want to watch you destroy it in front of me.
Bring a barbecue in here.
That's yucky.
You're wearing my placenta on your face right now, probably.
Well, hopefully it's yours.
Mine and a bunch of other people's.
Stop
and
it.
And foreskins.
I'm all right with foreskins.
Placentas. Baby foreskins? You love baby dick skin on your face.
I love it. What can I say? Oh my God. I was talking to my aunt earlier. What was I about to say?
Shout out Kyle.
Shout out Kyle. Yeah. Oh, I remember. She said something about, oh, we were talking about jobs. And then I was like, can't I just sell? I said, you know, what would be nice, just being able to sell my body part, pictures of my body parts without my family knowing on the internet. She was like, she goes, oh, you don't want to do that or something. I was, or you don't, it's your something about my body. And I was like, God made this beautiful body and I should be able to sell it if I want to. And I was like, Mary was a prostitute. Why can't I be? And I mean, my
My kid shares a birthday with Jesus. Why? Who's to say I'm not the modern Mary?
You probably are.
This is Mary, you guys. Christians, are you happy? You did this.
That's why your kid's so psychic and sees ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Jesus, right here.
What's the most childish thing you still do?
Have you seen the way I handle my emotions?
I was just gonna be like, you watch SpongeBob.
Hi, everything I do is pretty fucking childish.
And your penguin game that I don't know what it is.
It's called Penguin Isle. Also, is this childish? I got toe socks.
This is very childish. Leave Twitch forever because someone didn't say hi to you one time.
Yeah. I unsend when you leave me unsend. I mean red. I mean seen. Shit. I don't, you guys, I'm, this may be news to everybody, but I'm kind of childish.
I am too, but it's mostly like laughing when people say loadout when they're playing Warzone. Come on, let's get this loadout.
Enemy bagel ahead.
You gotta get that out of you. Ow.
Just stabbed myself in the ear. Did your parents ever? Probably not. Mine didn't either. But this one, how old were you when your parents sat you down for the talk? And what did they say or not say about the birds and the bees? Mine didn't tell me shit.
Yeah, mine either. The one time, this still isn't them telling me anything. There was one time, I think it was from like some kind of boy band song, had the word dominatrix in it. So I asked my parents what that meant. I was like, what's a dominatrix? And they were like, look it up in the dictionary.
My parents have never told me to look something up in the dictionary. If you couldn't tell.
That was their answer to everything, was look it up in the dictionary. Or we had like a set of encyclopedia.
Nerds.
And they would just tell me to look it up in there. And oh, and there was the one time I was a teenager and I found out that penises don't just magically come circumcised.
That could be. I found out
that wasn't the natural state of it. And I asked my mom what an uncircumcised dick looks like. And oh, yet again, she, instead of looking up in the dictionary, she was like, I don't know, look it up on the internet.
You know what the problem with that is? Nobody told me about circumcision. And again, like you, I just assumed that's how they came, and the only way I'd ever seen them. Never saw one until it was too late.
Yeah, but you were like 11, so.
Yes.
I was over here like 16, like, what? They cut their dicks?
Seems like a lot.
It does. It's
also, I've heard that lady circumcision is a thing places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what do they cut off?
Everything. The labia, the whole clit.
Oh god. Why? Because they hate women?
Yes.
Oh, is that really it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, ladies. I don't have any jokes. Sorry. Women, sorry that happens to you.
Women do not deserve any sort of pleasure. Oh my gosh.
Just one second. I'm almost done.
I'm going to edit a lot.
I think there was only one thing, because I think I started to say his name at one point.
I don't know. We could save some of these for another time.
We probably should, because
it
seems
like it's been plenty enough, and
yeah, and he's not gonna stop,
so. He's not
won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. That's what we do up in this bitch.
Was there anything else? I don't think so.
I don't know. Get your gay for Gillis crop top hoodies so we can have a tickle fight at Skankfest.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We're going to have everybody that wears, back to the, like, if there's abdomen showing, then we want to tickle you. So, so fellas, if you want us to touch your bodies at Skankfest, go buy gay for Gillis crop top. And get your bellies rubbed.
You cannot have a shirt on underneath it.
No. Mm-mm. Has to be.
Or it's got to be another crop top under.
Yeah, like a sports bra or something.
Yes. Sports bra size.
Get a sheath sports bra. Does Lewis still have a thing for them?
He really likes them a lot. I heard that Lewis likes them.
Likes or just likes?
Likes.
Ooh, Lewis.
Ooh. You scamp.
Who's gossiping now?
Always us. Still.
Oh, you didn't hear the thing about the okay, it's a thing. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'm excited. Anyway, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye.